share two things with you, which relate to the shiur we gave last week. One, you may recall it was a raivit, very important raivit. And there were two issues of raivit. When the raivit said that what the Rambam calls a zona, isha zona lo yikachu, that's an isha daraisa with the shiur malchus of zona, the raivit questions whether this is in fact true. And the raivit says, I don't think it's true. It's not based on the pasuk in the Torah, Kedosh, and Parshas Emor of Zona, but rather it's based on a different pasuk. The pasuk which the Rambam quotes, which the Raivit quotes, excuse me, in Perek Yudches Halacha Gimel, is Kiyem Besudos Mizera Beis Yisrael. Pasuk in Yudchesli, pasuk Mon Kiddushin of Ayin Ches, which we saw a number of times last week. We had a discussion whether the Raivit is going on only a Giyoris who was converted before the age of 3, or even a Giyoris beyond the age of 3. And although initially the significant majority of the Talmidim in this room thought it's only referring to a Giyoris beneath the age of 3. We had a Raivit from the Magad Mishnah and from others that apparently understood the Raivit to be referring even to a Giyoris who converted above the age of 3, as long as she was not no Zinsa, maybe Lo Nivala, we spoke about that at some length, as per our Tosis here in Masechta Yevamah, Samech Aleph Anah, which is the daf that we are learning, which we started, Baruch Hashem, the Nuzman, as I called it, the second half of Masechta Yevamah, that we began, Baruch Hashem, we began it last week. Fine. Another dispute arose, according to the Raivit, is it Nisa Daraisa, or is it Nisa Midivrei Kabbalah? And then the Minchas Chinuch said it's an Nisa Midivrei Kabbalah, based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel. It's not an Nisa Daraisa. And others disagree and say, no, it's an Nisa Daraisa, even though the source is Psudas Midivrei Zerbei, so we saw in our Tosis. Tosis said, it's a Daraisa, V'Asi Yecheskel, V'Asmech Ha'akro. It's a Daraisa, call it a Halach L'Moshe V'Sina, whatever you want to call it. It's a din daraisa, not a din which is purely midirvei kabbal. And the Minchas Chinuch says, no, it's only midirvei kabbal. So I found a raivid, somebody pointed to me through a raivid, in Perek Tezayin, in Ilchos Yisurebiya, Halacha Beis, but the raivid has the following sentence. V'alo giyores l'kohen isura daraisa hi. A giyores to a kohen is Isura Daraisa. Now, if you hold that the Raivit in Perek Yudches is limited to a Giyoris under the age of 3, this line proves nothing. But if you hold, which was the later view, that the Raivit is saying his Vart, even by Giyoris above the age of 3, then it's black on white, two prokem earlier, that this is an Isura Daraisa. And it would be a Kasha to Minchas Chinuch, and a Raya to the others who maintain it's an Isura Daraisa according to the Raivit. That's my first comment that was new in the Scottish to me, and I wanted to add that we did not speak about last week. Okay? Everyone understand what I said? Good. That's comment number one. Comment number two. Comment number two, Rabbi Osai, if you recall, we had learned a Balamor last week. The Balamor says, an Afnun Vav Omid Beis, very important Balamor. We quoted it in the following context. We had quoted, just to refresh our memories, Rabbi Chanan and Kovis Ha'oris. Those who are looking up inside, it's certainly worthwhile seeing. It's in Simon Memhei. Rabbi Chanan establishes, based on a number of sources, a link between two prohibitions which seem at first glance to be unrelated. One is an Easter of an unfaithful married woman, an Eishes Ish, we call that a Sota, on the one hand. And two, a woman who did something wrong and is now categorized as a Zona, that is a Sura, to a Kohen. At first glance, the two are completely unrelated. This is found over here in Kovat Torah Simen Memhei, Os Zayin. He says, what are you talking about? Psul Kahuna depends on the shame Zona. But we have cases in which, Rabosai, there is a prohibition not only with respect to a Zona Lekohen, but even with respect to an Easter of Eishes Ish, Lebaila. Seems to be unrelated. He quotes this first source that to prove that it is related to Gemara Kiddushin, Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara says that the Easter of Zona can take effect, superimposed on the Easter of Chalola. What do you do with the problem of what? Ein Isser, help me out. And yes or no, Chalalis, I showed you Nivamis back on that Lamed Gimel, right? Lamed Beis. So how can it be? It's the same expression as found in Kiddushin. Says, well, no, it's an Issa Mosif. What does Issa Mosif mean? That although Chalala goes this high, Zona extends beyond it. And once the second Issa is effective on the extension, it's effective on the main part as well. What's the extension? Kol v'shem's nus posel b'Yisrael. That a woman who's nothing, no kohanim in the family, she's an unfaithful to her husband, she becomes prohibited to her husband. Wait a minute, he's a Yisrael. There's no Issa Zona by Yisrael. Apparently there's a connection, since there is an Issa for Yisrael to stay with his wife after she's unfaithful to him. Although that the official name in the Torah Kedosh is Sota, and you find in that parash of Sota the word V'nitma three times, Tamar refers to it as Tuma, but it's somehow related. It's related in some way to the Iser of Zona, so it's considered to be an Iser Mosif. And we find a similar idea in Yevamis, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. We read a Balamor who seem to link these two. The Iser of Tuma, which the Gemara discusses on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis at some length, and the Iser of Zona, which is limited to a Kohen. And as a matter of fact, the Ritva on that very Daf, Nun Vav Amud Beis, makes this comment as well. And the Ritva's expression in discussing this linkage, if you will, between Eishes Kohen and Eishes Yisrael, the Ishto Zona Asura Lechol Adam Kishem Shasura Zona De Alma Lekohen. Wow, what a statement. I'm reading from the Ritva verbatim. There is this linkage between these Isurim. We don't fully understand how it works, but it's clear. We see it from the Gemara in Kiddush Nayin Zayin, and from the Gemara, at least according to the Ritva, and possibly the Balamor as well, here in Yevamos itself, and our Masechta, on Daf Nun Vav, Amud Beis. And the Rabbi Chanan quotes this Ritva over here in the same Os, again, Simen Mem Hei, Os Zayin. Fine. Keep this in mind. There is this connection. It's an important, important connection. And this explains what the Balamor said. The Balamor said that an Eishes Yisrael Shezinsa, according to one opinion in the Gemara, in the Kivamis, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, let's say she was, take out the word Zinsa, that's a pejorative. Nensa. Eishes Yisrael Shenensa is Muteres the Kohen. And the question, of course, becomes, why is she Muteres the Kohen? The assumption is being made right now that if a woman was violated by a man who was posula, such as a goy or such as a mamzer, things of this nature, based on the Gemara which we have here in our Masechta, she's a Surah the Kohen. Even if it's Be'ones. Of course, the question becomes, why should that be so? So the Balamor says it's based on a pasuk, which the Gemara quotes in Nafman Vav, V'hilo nispasa, ha'nispasa muteris. If the woman was forced, was violated against her will, then she's permissible. Wait a minute. She's permissible to her husband. That's Pasha. That's Pshat in the Gemara. But what would it be with a Kohen? So the Balamor is basically saying, the same as the Ritva said, these two Yisurim are connected to one another. If it's a Gzeres HaKosh, it's permissible to her husband. That's included in that same Gzeres HaKosh, and she's permissible to a Kohen. I have to tell you, Rabbi Chaim discusses the same Kashin, Perek Aleph, and Nechus Yisur Bia. Gives a bit of a different answer. His answer is that the fundamental nature of the Iser to a Kohen, basic Iser, is based on the pasuk of Nivala L'Posala, kisia le'ish za'ar, and we cannot consider, listen carefully, we cannot consider this man, this other individual, aside from a husband, who had relations with her, as an ish zar. What kind of zar? He's not a zar. They're qualified to marry one another. There's only one problem. She's married to somebody else. All right, she gets divorced, and that person, the widow, she can marry this fellow. It's impossible to call him a zar. That's what Reb Chaim says, more or less. And I found so I wanted to tell you now, an early source for this, again, in a Magad Mishnah, in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Vav. The Rambam there writes, Kol Nev Eles, La'odam Sh'oso Sazona, Ben Ones, Ben Rotson, Ben Shodan, Ben Shkoga. Then he says, it doesn't make a difference, it's always considered Nifta Mishav Zon, even Ben Ones. Says the Magid Mishnah, it's a whole Sugin Yavam, it's a Nun Vav Amud Beis. Okay, not going into all the Pratim right now. The Magid Mishnah says the following line. Even according to the Lishta Basra of Rabbah, that's a Nun Vav Amud Beis. Dama Kol Be Ones, Lo Kore Le Zona, Lo Polig Begoy Vi Eved, Uvishara Psulin, To Masnisti Perikamad Uksubis. Alright, where's the Nimrod? What daf? Yudalam and Beis. Maise betinoke sheyorda lamalos mayim in amaya venenso. A Mishnah Mefereshes. The nenso is asurla koin. Vakochach lo polig elev eishes is shenivala. The svirle, the kevin shlenivala l'apostle. The person is not apostle per se, like the case in the Gemara in the Mishnah Ksubas Yudalad. Maybe the guy there was a goy, maybe he was a mamzer, who knows what he was. Here, there's nothing wrong with the fellow, there's only one problem. One problem. Ela machma shehi yeshes ish. It's not him, it's her. She happens to be married to her husband. Kevin shuba ones, lo kari lo zona. So there was one, that's one opinion in the Gemara. That's what necessarily paskin that way. This is basically Reb Chaim's yesod. You can't consider it to be a problem of nivul or the apostle. You can't call this guy an apostle. Yes, you'll ask a question. So why in the case of Chalila v'chas Arayis, Krovim, a brother and a sister, they're the closest relative. So you can't call the guy an apostle. He's 100% a kosher yid. He just happens to be her brother. So there we can say no. With respect to this woman, he is an apostle. He was born apostle and will die apostle. They're psulim for life. Brother and sister, chas v'shalom. But in this case, no. The only reason this fellow is not allowed to be with her is not that he's not apostle at all. She's married, that's all. That can change in a minute. The husband dies or divorces her. That's yes.
I understand how that could make sense in Ishzar. Because Izzar has different ways of explaining it, but why would you think that Zona is limited to Izzar? I
mean, in a Hanabi. But I don't understand why that's like passing this way.
Even Rabbi,
according to that one day in Rabbi, it could be. All I wanted to point out was, I thought the Svara was quoted from Reb Chaim, and we see an earlier precedent for it fundamentally, all the way over here back in the time of the Magad Mishnah, Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Vav. Yes? Similar. Tos, not a hey, it's important. Tos, correct. Very good. We'll come back to that position. Okay. Now, Rabosai, having said these small little ha'oras that we hadn't just mentioned last time, once we're here in Rav Elchanan, I want to take it further, because as we shall see, we're still leading up to our what I called our joyride, trying to mechadish chedushim, which as I will explain to you, my original chiddush ran into a little bit of a brick wall, but the idea will be resuscitated in a different way based on much better sources than myself. In this particular piece, Rav Elchanan is the following amazing discussion. Rabosai, there is a concept that in order for a bia to be considered a bia, let's open to the Gemara, Rabosai, and af nun hei omid beis. We have many flashbacks. So we started on Samach Aleph. There are numerous flashbacks to the first few dapim of our perek. Nun hey Amud Beis. The Gemara is about the 12th line. The Gemara says, Eish is Ish, Prat, maybe the 10th line, 9th line, Prat le Mishamesh Mace. What does it mean, Mishamesh Mace? It says Rashi, the Mishamesh Mace, halfway down the narrow lines, Be'ever Mace, below Kishui, then Royal Hazria. I'd like to talk too much about graphic matters, but Torah he v'lilman anu tzrichim. Rashi is saying that the male organ, most of the time, is dead. Interesting expression. Dead. Dead. What does dead mean? Below kishui. Kishui literally comes from the word hard. It's called in America today an erection, where the aver is hardened. In the typical time, the aver is mace, it's dead. When there's a certain amount of arousal, then the aver becomes an aver kosher. And this, it's only those who may have learned in Bekiyas, the first part of this parak has a whole discussion, a very important discussion about some of these issues with respect to the Harag V'al Yavar and Kishiel L'das. Not going into those sugars right now. Fine. So, Meshamesh Mace, so the aver is somehow inserted into the woman, even though it's mace, it's potter. It's not considered to be Gili Arayis. It's potter. Meshamesh Arayis is potter. We pask in this way. Look on the side. It says in Hilchos Yisrebiya, Perek Aleph, it says it's nothing. Meshamesh Mesh Arayis is potter. I'll read it to you. We should look inside, see what it says. Perek Aleph. You probably can look it in the back and you're Ein Mishpat HaMole. It should be there because it's found here in the Ein Mishpat HaKotzer, I guess you'd call it. Okay, just look at where? Perek Aleph, Halacha, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. Okay? Look in the back, it's probably there. Kol Abba Bia Asura Belo Kishui, El Asher Ever Shalom Meduldo, Kemo Ever HaMesin, Kemo Nacholim. Someone sick. A sick person is unable to achieve an erection. We spoke about it by Richus last month, at the very beginning. Remember that? We use an expression, Ein Lo Gvura Sanoshim. That's what this means. He's a chole, he's sick. Right? Or he's born that way, Srischama. Afal Pisha, how does he ever get in there? Afal Pisha Hichnis, Esa Eva Biyodo, puts it in. Ein O Chayev, Lo Kores, Velo Malkus, Ven Tzorach, Lo Amisa, She'ein Zu Biyah. It's nothing. It's not a Biyah at all. We don't call that a Biyah. Come on, that's a joke. It's just a make-believe. That's not a real Biyah. Despite that fact, the Rambam concludes in the very same halacha, Avol posel hu min ha-truma. Pile ploy mash. Posel hu min ha-truma. Where do you get it from? It says in Magen Mishnah, it's an offer in the Gemara. It's in Sota Chav Avam and Beis. Shachuf mekanan al yodo posel betruma. What does it mean, a shachuf? He's an unfortunate man who's sick. Unable to have kishi or aver. Nonetheless, it passes the truma. How can that be? It's not a maisabia. What's going on? That's the kasha which Rabbi Chanan talks about over here a little bit. But you think, okay, maybe Truma is different. Truma is some different kind of a halacha. Rabbi Chana goes beyond that. He says like this. You must say that shame zona eino tole b'maisa bia. Can you imagine that? Shame zona to Asa the Kohen and to Truma doesn't depend on a Maisa Biyah. He brings a Raya Barura from the Gemara that we saw briefly the last man. Ayin Vav Omud Aleph. Rabosai. Ayin Vav Omud Aleph. Yes, sir.
The Rambam doesn't say she's a Zona. She
Correct? Correct?
Hold on,
slowly. The Gemara is over here, and if I involve Amman Aleph, the last narrow line, Amr Avuna, Noshim Amisololo Zubazu, Psulos the Kahuna. A wild cheetah. Of course, we don't pass in that way, because this is nothing. Unfortunately, today they're a popular movement called lesbians. It's nothing. It's not a Maisabia. It's nothing. Despite the fact that it's not a Maisabia, according to one opinion in the Gemara, says, that Psula, the Kahuna, how can it be? Can't be. So, Rabbi Chani, you see, even though we don't pass in this way, that there exists a possibility, these are called the Sam Shitas, that's not a Maisabia, and nonetheless, it's possible the Truma. The Gemara is over here in Sota, Chavav Omid Beis. Well, it says, Shachuf, this fellow can't even have a Kishui. Mekanin al yodo uposel the truma. Says the Gemara, Mekanin al yodo pshita. What? Pshita? The man says, don't be with this guy. The wife should say, he's no guy. Ask his urologist. He's not a guy. I mean, he's a male. He's just kind of guy. He can't even have a kishu. He's like, that's nothing. Gemara says, Mao the tema. V'shachav ish osa shich v'azerem rachmona v'hola bar hochiyu k'mash malon. The Gemara thought it was even pshita that there could be a kinoi from a husband to his wife. Don't you dare hang out with this fellow. How can that be? The bee is not a ma'aser bee. A meshamish meis barayis is potter. He's not capable of any more than that. So Bechonin is quoting all this to teach us a yesod that maybe there could be an iser of zona. You're right, the Gemara doesn't use the word zona, but the Gemara does say it should be pshita that she's asura to her husband. So Rabbi Chanan says, you see that shame zone is not dependent on the Maisa Biyah. Gemara knew that as a dove of Pashut, and that's the Havami of the one day of Mesololos. Says Rabbi Chanan, that was works with respect to Psul Kahuna, shame zona. But we're discussing over here, Shach of Mekanan Ayodo, pshita, we're talking about Israel. So Rabbi Chanan, that's what he's coming to tell us. He's coming to tell us, Rabbi Osai, that it's considered to be a zona, even with respect to Yisrael, because the Yisrael is connected to zona. I told you the Rambam held. How do we get to this, Rabbi Chanan? The Rambam says that if a Yisrael who's not a Kohen lives with a non-Jewish woman, they introduce the concept of nashgaz. So we enter the concept of Moshe Mipantaisa. No, Rav Moshe, my name is also Moshe, Rambam said to you. I'm Moshe Mi Sfarad. I think we saw it, Rav Moshe Mimaiman Asfarad, that's how he always signs his name. You're Moshe Mipantaisa, it's somewhere, so I can't pronounce the name, it's somewhere up in France, and Germany, we don't have these names, we have different names by us down in Sfarad. So let's have a Moshe to Moshe talk, okay? You're all off, because you assumed, which I would have assumed also, that Nashgaz design has to be for a Kohen. Because there is no such thing as Zona. No, I said, either Rambam. There's a concept of Zona with respect to a Yisrael as well, with the various rites that we just brought from the Gemara Kiddushin of Ayin Zayim, with the Gemara from Daf Nun Vav. Oh, so this explains that this concept exists even with respect to a Yisrael. Kam Shabbat Chanan, with the follow, this is all an Os Zayin. Fine. Now he has the most amazing, amazing idea. Whoever learned Ksubas in his life, raise your hand right now. From the beginning. Okay. You learn two blat? You learn at least two blat, no matter how slow you go. But you learn two blat, at least.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've given them a base. Not much, the first two blat. There's an amazing Shida Rabbi Natam. Unbelievable Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam says, amazingly, the context is a famous Gemara. The Gemara asks Akasha, it's a very important Gemara, and some of you may know it from learning it here or there or anywhere. I guess, you know, we're holding already today is what? We're well into Chodesh Shvat. So the next Yontif, real Yontif, is Purim. Right? Tu B'Shvat is, you know, rain. Trees, but for us it's not such a big deal, okay? But Purim is a very, very important day. The Gemara says over here, and Ksuba Stav Gimel based a discussion of Onus Shari, and Tosis, a long Tosis for Lidrish Lu, asks the Kasha as follows. Al Kol Averis Yavava Yehorah Chutz Me'avodas Kochovim V'Gil Eras Shvichas Damim. So the question is, what do you mean Onus Shari? It's not Shari. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Ein Chayovin Misa Al Bilas Mitzri. See what's going on? If the person is a goy, Ein Chayovin. And that's exactly the story of Esther and Achashverosh. Right? Esther and Achashverosh. The Gemara has a kasha in Masechta Sanhedrin. Esther Farhes Yavoy. It was a well-known thing. But other than that, it wouldn't have been a problem. Why? There's no need to see it in Tosfos and Ksubas. It's in Yavamos as well. The very beginning of the sixth parak. Another flashback of also. Take a look. Gemara is the Tosfos that goes up to Nun Dal Amud Aleph. It starts from Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Where Tosis is bothered with Akasha, it bothers the Rishonim. These sugyas. They quote the issue of Esther, the last line of Gimel Beis, Esther Karka Olam Hoyso. The reason why Esther was not chayav to give up her life is because she was fundamentally passive in the Maisabir. This is the opinion of the Re, who grapples with the issue of Esther. But there are others who, when they grapple with the issue of Esther, give a different answer. The answer is not that Esther was passive. That's the Re's answer. The answer is no. The person who was with Esther was a goy. We all know his name. His name is Achashverosh. Therefore, who cares that he was a goy? What difference does that make? So here I'll read you from the Lashon of Tosfos in Ksubas, who quotes a Gemara in Yavamos. What does he say over here? Rabbi Natam says, there's no chiyuv on bias mitzri. Derachmona afkarei lezare demitzri dechsiv, pasuk in Yecheskel, vizirmas susim zirmosam. Where is this to be found? Here in our Masechta, those who have a good memory, anyone remember from last month? Anybody? Testing your memories? I'm testing your memories, Rabbi Isai. Very good. Amazing. Exactly so. We saw a Gemara on Tzadiches. Spent some time on it last month. But the Gemara quotes that very pasuk about the 10th line. Afkure afkir achmona lezari of a goy. Dechsiv, tzachamorim zorim zir masusim zir masam. The context there is a non-Jewish man lives with a Jewish woman. So there's no connection between the father and the child. Remember we had spent some time on that. Two twin brothers, a whole arichas. Remember we had a whole about who's the mother? Who's the real mother, the birth mother, the genetic mother? That's what we spoke about this sugya. The Rashi. Okay. I'm not going into all that right now. The Rabbi Natam quotes that Gemara, and he extends it not only to say, Rabbi Osai, that there's no connection between the father and the son if the father's a goy and the mother is Jewish. He says it takes it as far as to say that there's no din of Yehoreg of Ein Chayovin Misa Al Bilas Mitzri. If the simple read is that if a Jewish woman who's married to a Jewish man lives with a non-Jewish woman, with a non-Jewish man, there's no chiyuv misa. What's the proof? Esther Farhesya. Why didn't it ask Esther Gili Arias Havoy? So Tosis and Yevamos answered, because Karka Olam. He says, no, because he was a goy. It's not Gili Arayis. On this basis, Rabbi Netama, the following case, Halacha Lamaisa. Terrible story. A Jewish woman, Hemira, she became a Christian. And she lived with a goy. In a truth is stranger than fiction story, she made the goy frum. He became Jewish. And I wanted to, after he got divorced from, she got divorced from her husband, she wants to now, can you believe the story? I mean, it's mind-boggling. You can make a movie out of this. Here's a woman, she's living in peace with her husband, whose name is, Jewish name, we'll call him Yisrael. What could be more Jewish than Yisrael? She's living with her husband's name Yisrael, and all of a sudden, thinks her name is, we'll call her Sarah, first Jewish name. And everyone's happy, fine and dandy. All of a sudden, some crazy thing comes over, she decides to become a Christian. Okay, Sarah becomes a Christian, and once she becomes a Christian, so Christian men are all over the place, so she decides to have a relationship with a man named John. John? Okay, Yisrael finds out about it. I'm sayonara. Gives her a get, and okay. Now, just turn a few, fill in the blank, weeks, months, years, decades later, all of a sudden, they become back to Yiddishkeit. And now all of a sudden they want to make a wedding. John will convert to become a Jew. Let's marry off John and his longtime girlfriend, we'll call her, Sarah. But it's the problem. What's the famous problem, Rabbi Osai? Kishem Shasura Lubal. No, finish the sentence. Kachasur. We learned that sugya already. Right? Vinitma, Vinitma, Vinitma three times. Asura Lubal, Asura Lubal. But the time says, no, this guy is Rachmona Afkare Lazare. And he says as follows. Tahavi kibias behema. Based on the Gemara, which says, Zirmas susim zirmasam. So he allowed this couple to get married. Lo shayach lememech lebabech leboel. Bebias mitzvah, davi kibias behema. Pili ploy Rabbi Natam. So the question becomes, Rabbi Osai, assuming as Tosis does, the sheet has a different opinion in one place, assuming as Tosis does, that this woman is Asura to her husband, the way we have a Tosis is she's Mata Labal, not Labal, the question is, why is she Asura Labal? A B.S. Behema. B.S. Behema is not Asa Labal. Says Rabbi Chanan, this is in the same piece, in Simen Lamen Memhei. Oh, it's Tess. Tosis is the Kasha. He quotes the Kasha of Tosis here in Ksubas on Dav Gimel and Beis. The Rivam, because he doesn't understand the Rabbeinu Tam at all. He has three Kashas. All three Kashas are the Bias Akum Nesra Labaila. Before Shigmar here in Ksubas, and later on in Dav Chavav in Ksubas, and in Megillah Tezvav Kasham, Vati Avanti. There are many Gemaras that say that. Don't bring me any rayas from B.S. Behema. That's only Ein Lo Chayas. He's not related to his son. But it's still a Maisa Bia, and that's why she's prohibited to her husband. How are we going to tumble out of this one? There are two ways out. The more radical way that most Shiva guys don't know, because most Shiva don't know Tosfos. You learn Ksubas, right? What's the more radical way out of this problem? What's the more radical out of this problem? Found a sheet of Mekubetzes, believe it or not, Rabbi Natam is matter to the husband too. Either three Gemaras Fakert, we're not going into that right now. Sheet that answers all three Gemaras. But the more mainstream way, say no, she's Asura Lebaal, but not Asura Lebaal. But how can it be? It's not a beer. Zokra Belchanan, the B.S. Akon, I'm reading to you, Os Tess, after in a Chashuva beer. Why? Why? Because Rachmon after the Zare, it's not even considered a bee at all. Mikol makom nases zona. Here we go. No. On the contrary, Nifsal lakuna mitam zona, who are dinin neseres lebal of the Yisrael, which depends upon the shame zona we saw in the Mondan Vav and the Kedushin Ayin Zayin. That's lebal. But the pasal of boel ain't a chashuv a bia. He's not called a boel. Sota mishamish mace. She's nesra lebala because nasa zona. She be muteris a boel. It's not called a boel at all. It's not a bia. Wow. Yeah.
So according to she's
nesra lebala because of the din zona. The din zona, right? Which doesn't even require a bia. Shach of pasal to truma. Yes, sir.
Why didn't he just avoid the whole problem by saying the reason why he's not the reason why she's not us of the bowl is because of a Issachal Isser, because he doesn't have any condition anyways.
Very good. Very good. Very good. So you're Muhammad to Rishonim. We have Gedolim on Ashir. Like I said at the beginning of my introduction, you have new things every second. You're Muhammad to Rishonim. The Rishonim will say, as a matter of fact, this din. Rabosai, unfortunately, this can't come up. Rachmana litzlan. I mean, we live in a difficult world. We want to cry that the world is so difficult, but, you know, we have nisyonis, and we have to overcome the nisyonis. There could be a case, Rachmana litzlan, of a Jewish married woman who lives with a non-Jewish man. We cry or even contemplate such a possibility, but unfortunately, the Yetzer Hara is strong, and these things really can happen in real life. Unfortunately. So what's the din in such a case? This is found in Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Last siman, the very last siman, Rabosai, in Eben Ezer, is entitled Hilchas Sota. It's only one siman. All of Hilchas Sota is packed into one siman. Siman Kuf Ayin Ches. And the question is, what happens in such a circumstance? So, let's see. Sif Yutes. Yesh Omer. Yesh Ish Shazin Samakusi. V'gir shabaylov in his gair akusi, shemuteres the gair azeh, the lo shayach lemeimar echad lebol v'bias kusi. Why? Says it by Shmuel, Ben, listen carefully, os yud gimel, hoel v'osur lo below zeh. Sounds familiar? Oh, by Shmuel. V'lo shayach bo kiddushin, Ella came Machash in his Gayer, was having a goof acher. So he really said he's threw in two different svaras in the same sentence. First he said, Binyamin svara, ho vi also le beloze. What do you mean? Kach asur le bo. No, it's at that point. Ein Issachal al Isser, as Binyamin put it. Ein Issachal al Isser. The Gra says, Belav hochi asura. Okay, quoting your vart. Then he says, in the same sentence, after the gerus, have a kaguf acher, which some poskim say, what do they quote? That's a famous expression. Your vart was a famous expression. Gersh in his gaya, no, kikotan shenola dummy. That's a whole different person. It's a discussion, not for now. Are these two separate pieces of logic, both independent of Rabbi Natan? Or are these two both necessary together? Okay, I'm not going into it right now, but in any event. Rabbi Chanan said this yourself. Keep it in mind, it'll come up later on. And with me so far, I wanted to give you a little bit of a greater citation of the holy Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Sa'oris, Simon Mem Hei. We focused on Os Zion and Os Tess. Okay, everyone with me? If you want to look up later on, that's where the place where you should be looking. Okay, Rabosai? Very, very important. Very, very, very important. Okay. Now, at the very end of the shiur on Thursday, we were discussing the question of Nivela L'Posolo. So the Gemara says, Mefurish, on that Samachesim at base, Nibble the apostle of Psala, based on the pasuk of Ishzar. Ishzar. There's a big dispute. Is this woman that was Nibble of Ishzar, is she a Zona or is she not a Zona? Rambam says she's a Zona. And Tosis says, the Rosh says, the Ravid says, she's not a Zona. And this dispute is duly cited both in the Tur, who says that my father, the Rosh, that disagrees with the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch cites it in Simen Vav, this dispute between the Rambam and the others, and the Chelkos Mechokek does a double take over here. It's found over here again. We're reviewing from last week in Shulchan Aruch Simen Vav Siv Ches. Yesh Omrim Shabo Chai VeYesi Chai VeLavin Feel the Chai VeLavin Desher Lo Asa Zona etc. Says the Chelkos Mechokek that the Yesh Omrim that she is again the two different opinions. It's Machlokos the Rambam and the others. He does understand what's the dispute. Everyone agrees that it's considered at least a cholol to passel from kahuna. The difference of Malkus. According to the Rambam, right, is Malkus, and according to others, is no Malkus, etc. So, what? Bechinam hevi arav l'deirzu b'shem achloikas. Ein afkaminim is manazel yin Malkus. What's the difference, Rabbi Sai? Why did he quote it? The answer is, who wrote the Shulchan Aruch? What's his name? Rav Yosef Karo. What else did Rav Yosef Karo write? The Beis Yosef. The Shulchan Aruch is a kitz of Beis Yosef. In the Beis Yosef, it's quite clear that we saw it on the screen on Thursday, that Rav Yosef Karo is working with an assumption if the woman is not a Zona, she's actually permissible. And so he has a tremendous kash against those who argue with the Rambam. How can you say that the woman is permissible? It's against the Gemara. How did everybody answer? We had at least four Gedolim with the same answer. Well, who were their names? We had the Bar Shal, and we had the Beis Shmuel, and we had the Korban Nisanel quoted it, and the Tosfos Yontav in his comment on the Beis Yosef says the same thing. Let's now turn our attention for the third time to the Korban Nisanel Os Lamed. We saw it, I think, both on Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday at the very end of this year, and Thursday during this year. Now it's Sunday, time to see it again. On both sides, this is going to be the linchpin to what I keep calling our joyride. We're still revving up. We haven't even begun. Okay, take a look over here in the Korban Nisanel. Os Lamed, where the Rosh said, Avachai v'lav and Tavsa v'kiddushin, lo hav yezona. Right? If she lived with a Chai V'Lavin, then she's not a Zona. If she lived with Chai V'Kores, she is a Zona. Right? That's what the previous sign said. Kon Chai V'Krisus, the last three words in the previous page, yeah? Page Lamed Aleph. Kon Chai V'Krisus, lo tavsa b'kiddushin. Then he threw in, Ovdei Kochavim V'Yevin. In those cases, she is considered to be in the category of a Zona. Chai V'Lavin not. Let's look at the Korban Nisanel one more time. Os Lamed quotes the Marsha. The Marsha says, "The Ein Zona v'lo nivshel menakuna ela benivel lechay v'krisus. Al benivel lechay v'lavin came in the tafsir v'kiddushin lo nivshel the kuna. V'chenidas harosh says the Marsha. Ah, it's against the Mishnah Ksubis, not your Mishnah. You dalel amid beis with the other Mishnah. I told you, you'd give them an aleph." Hare becheskas beula lenosnul lemamzer, the muchach behedja, the nifsal lekuhuna, mi nivel lechay velavin, mefurish, v'yesh loma, v'yesh liyashev, asya kamandama, the ain kedushin tovsam bechay velavin, v'anan lo kaimel lenohachi, says the Marsha, any evidence that it's no good, because of Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, chay velavin is arayis, no tvisas kedushin, is mamzerus. So of course, it's a psul l'kuhuna. We paskin against. Oh, says the Korban Nisanel. That's a very nice answer to Tosfos. In our Rabbeinu Akusha b'mkom omedes, So maybe Hachmas Nisan Perikamad Uksubis Simon Chav Ches. The Rosh himself paskins like the Mishnah in Masechet Uksubis in the first parak there, Simon Chav Ches. So therefore he holds that's halacha lemaisa, not like Rabbi Akiva. V'hanachon quotes the Bach, Simon Vav, the Marashal, and our parak. And we also had it from the Beis Shmuel and the Tosfos Yontif. Four of the Gedolei Hadoros. Right? These are all Mamish Gedolim. Early Achronim. The Ned lo havi zona, Lilkos alamishim zona, Mechai v'lavin, Kem tassav ha-kidushin. Afilachi psula l'kuna v'l'tshuma k'diolim v'sarek amana l'kohen gadolav samaches. There it is. It's a kavachoma migrusha. And it's derived from Ishzar. Uvahachim maturus kushus amasha. Look at Beis Shmuel. Gives it basically the same answer. Rabbi, say with me so far. Oh. So here I embarked on a quixotic odyssey to see if we could suggest that according to the Marsha and the Beis Yosef who held it like him, not only should we extend it to a case of Chai Ve'lavin, that this, notwithstanding Mefurish and Mishnayos Fakert, the Mishnayos we can pin on Rabbi Akiva, and we can say that the woman is permissible to a Kohen, could we potentially extend it to the all too common case of Nivel Legoy? Nivel Legoy? The Rosh didn't say it. The Rosh took pains in the top line to say that you're a zona if a case of nivela lechayve krisis or over kachamim, even though there's no chiyuv kars. So the Rosh is black and white against this, and for good reason. The Gemara is against it. But I repeat, the fact that the Gemara is against it in and of itself shouldn't be so disturbing to us at first glance. The same as we pinned the Mishnah Yudalim and Beis on Rabbi Akiva, potentially we can pin the Gemara on Rabbi Akiva too. That was my fanciful flight into fantasy land. I'll explain to you why it's wrong. But that got me thinking, and that led me, ultimately today, I think as the emes, not based on what I myself said. You have to understand to know that sometimes you embark on fanciful flights which crash. But somehow we get up from the ground and then find a different way to say something very similar. So I wanted to say, maybe we can suggest, even with respect to a non-Jew, we have a right to be somewhat more lenient. Where did I get it from? Just out of nowhere? No. Not out of nowhere. I had a basis for it. Not a basis for it. My first basis, it turns out, is also false. It's a Mordechai in Simon Mem Vav. I have to tell you my false starts. I'll give you a lesson. Don't be discouraged by false starts. And also, don't trust yourself. I could have stopped here with these false starts and said it's great, but it's not. But I'll tell you anyway. Simon Mem Vav. I asked you to see Simon Mem Vav. I thought maybe you would learn like me. Oh, the Yom HaGiyoras HaFilip Kusim HaZgim HaShanav Yom Echad K'dom HaLiel V'teima K'eva D'Labas B'yahi Amai Korolei Zona HaFilip Bo'alei HaOdom V'adei Lav Klumu. That's the kasha we had, the Ritva's kasha against our Rashi. The first day we saw that, that's Tuesday. Yesh Lomar Hol U'bo'a M'na'akim B'shtufim B'zima T'mnei Zima V'znus Kulu Mikri Zonos HaFilip Olsen Sh'edu Olano Sh'edishtamu. Fine. V'yom Tomar Tohocha mashma, that we saw in Tosfos. Tohocha mashma, the Ovedes Kachavim Mishuchreres Asuros Akon Midaraisa, Koshev Emod Azor Lam and Vav, Sanhedrin Omer Bezin Shachashma Noi Gazru, Habol Akum Chaimishim Nashgaz, Pirish Zona Lekoin, like a motion of Pantaisha, not like the Rambam. Kirtz Rebbe Natam, the Davka Giyores Umishuchreres, the Shoru Ligamri Li Yisrael, who the Os of the Koin, Mishum Dlo Yikach Vlo Yechalim. Avalo Vedes Kochavim lo tafsi ba kiddushin li Yisraelu, lo shayach kicha li Yisrael, vahilo ka omar de kohen below yikach, as he quotes from Tosis. Fine. This is all something which we saw already. Now the final, next little paragraph. V'shen nivela bilas nus, pish bekuntris, beins nus techai vekrisus, beins nus techai velav. Avo bahav pirish, te davkoch mechai vekrisus, plo tafsi bekidushin, hai biav yez nus, v'chen pirish rach. When I saw this, I started jumping. Why jumping? Because Tos, the Rosh, when he made the exceptions, what did he say? And as Tos is also, Chai Krishni, what did he add? Goy. He didn't add Goy. Since he didn't add Goy, I wanted to say, oh, maybe the Bahag holds this wild idea that Nivel of the Goy should be not considered to be a Zoyna. Yes, according to the Bach and the Marshal and the Beis Shmuel and Tosfos Yontif, four Gedolei Olam Mamish, be Asur LeKohen anyway. But according to the Marshal and the Beis Yosef, perhaps not. I have to be honest with you. I looked at the Bahag, and I don't think it's true. I think the Bahag says Nivel of the Goy is Posel LeKohen. So that's dashed that. What about my suggestion at the Gemara Mefureshes and the Samachesim and Beis that says also the Goy, Nivel LeGoy is also the Kohen, maybe that's only according to Rabbi Akiva, and we don't pass in that way? I don't think that's possible either. I have to be honest with you. I thought it was possible, but I think at the end of the day, it's not possible. Why is it not possible? Well, let's take a look in the Gemara, Rabbi Osai, on Samachesim and Beis and see the continuation. We'll see why I think that it's not possible. It's not possible. So before I tell you why it's not possible, let me tell you why I thought that maybe it is possible. Well, let me tell you the good news before the bad news. It's always good that way. The good news before the bad news. Rabosai, a Gemara on and Tamura Chav Testament base. We saw this Gemara. Tosis quotes part of it right over here on Samach Aleph of an Aleph. Tosis quotes part of it. But Tosis and Sanhedrin that we saw on the screen quotes a little bit more of it. And I'm going to read you even a little bit more of it. Tamura daf chav testament beis machlokas abaye and rava. Tosis quotes it in part. Take a look at the chazer a little bit. Before we get to Samach Ches, let's go back to Samach Aleph just to review a little bit. Samach Aleph from an Aleph, our Tosis with which we got started. They quote a Gemara in Tamura daf chav test amud beis. The machlokas Abaye and Rava. Rava says, Echad zev, yechad zev, pirish, ben zono, ben eskachovim, ben zono Yisraelis, esnona osur, v'koyen aboale aloka mishim zono. So he says two things. Esnon zono of a goya is osur, right? And the woman who lived with a goy, so then it's considered to be an Esnan zone. Okay? Echad ze peish zona la ako obedes kachovim, peish zona Yisraelis, either way, Esnan also, v'kona abo oleho, loka mishim zona. That's again a Gemara in the Sechta Tamura, daf chav tesna, that's what Rava holds, and Abaye disagrees with him. So the Gemara has over here the following expression, right over here. Rava says, I'm reading from the Gemara itself. Echadzeh vechadzeh esnona osur. Esnan zona of a non-Jewish zona is osur. She cannot be bringing to the base of Mikdash. Okay. V'kohen abo leha on a non-Jewish woman, the parallel, loke mishum zona. The Kohen that lives with a non-Jewish woman is loke mishum zona. The same non-Jewish woman, right? One, she lived with a Jewish man, she got his own, she got an Esan, she cannot give it to the base of English. And the Kohen who lives with her, Loka Mishum Zona. Is there a linkage between the word Esan Zona and the word Zona in Parshas Emor, which is an Easter for a Kohen? Mazonius, Tosis quotes, Mazonius Israelis. So Tosis suggests over here in the bottom, the case where she was Mizana. Then he derives one from the other. Fine. Frek the Gemara, the following Kash. It's an often a b'raisa. Mesmei, for those who want to look up later. It's the first wide line in Tumura, Chav Testament Bay, the first very wide line. Yes, Ben?
I was just thinking that when we say that there's a, right, we said Yisrael have al akusis, right, that we, there's a gazer because of Zona, right? So it was Rav Moshe, right? Rav Moshe so he says that, oh, so there must be also an Isra on Yisrael, right, of Zona.
The other way around. He said it's only the Torah and Yisra of Kohen.
The Rambam says that it's
that's how the Karanora said he deflected the whole Kushame Karolesa. This whole Torah was short circuited by the Rambam. He says Nashgaz, the Zion refers to Yisrael. But Yisrael is not one of his mitzvahs.
Right.
Yisrael can't go to a cemetery. So the answer was with this whole lumbus that we spotted with today, is a linkage between the Yisra of Sota, as we call it, or Tuma. The issue of Zon.
Right, so why don't we just say that when we say that Yisrael Haba Al Hakusis, right, this issue of Zona, that's talking about the Esma Zona. That's what it's talking about.
Yeah, but it says over here, Beferish in the Gemara. Beferish in the Gemara, I mean, it's a very nice suggestion. The Gemara is a Beferish in the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, again, Machlokos Abaye V'Rava. And according to Rava, I'll read you the words of Rava. It's not a usher, but Kohen Haba Olea Loka Mishra Zona. First thing about it.
That's a Kohen, meaning she has all the halachas of a Zona.
Right.
Meaning that a Kohen has the Isser of being with her.
Right.
She doesn't have an Isser of being with her, but
right.
She has the other Isser of a Zona.
Correct, correct.
He does.
Correct, correct.
Of Esna Zona.
Correct.
But not that there's an Isser Zona that if Yisrael. There's no
Isra
Zona on
the
Bia.
On Niv Eles the Goy.
Right.
I just want to quote you this Gemara. Meisve. Echad Zona, but it's Kachavim, Echad Zona Yisrael, that's not awesome. Chufta the Abaye. Beferish. Bryce against Abaye. Omalach Abaye. Listen very carefully. Homani Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, and Kiddush and Tovsin, Vechai Ve'lavin. With me? So Rabbi Akiva makes matters worse. That's clear in the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva makes matters worse. Now I would have said, if not for this Gemara, why does Rabbi Akiva make matters worse? Where do you find a lav if a Yisrael lives with a non-Jewish woman? Show me the lav. Number one. Number two, what does it add? When it comes to a Jewish woman who's a Chayv Lavin, Rabbi Akiva holds its worth because Aunt Kedush and Tofsin, and it's Mamzerus. But over here, Rabbi Osai, where there's a non-Jew with a Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman, that's the case we're talking about, everyone agrees there's no marriage. You can't talk about Mamzeris, the child's a guy. How does Rabbi Akiva make matters worse? I'm asking a question, a logical question. I think it's a good question. How does Rabbi Akiva make matters worse in the case of a Jewish man? It's a case, right? Who is living with a non-Jewish woman. Why does Rabbi Akiva make matters worse? Why? Not sure, but my rabbi said, don't bother me with why. I want to know what. Right? This what? The Gemara said so. The Gemara said so. This led me to my fanciful flight to nowhere, that maybe if a non-Jewish man lived with a Jewish woman, the opposite of this case, maybe the Gemara which says that she's a surah to a Kohen only goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Because obviously things are worse. When there's a Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman, and presumably when there's a Jewish woman and a non-Jewish man. So maybe that's a distinction. Oh. So before I show you, before the fall, you're not going to listen after I show you the fall. Before the fall, let me add another amazing piece. Amazing piece. Gentlemen, is there symmetry? Do we equate a Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman? With a Jewish woman and a non-Jewish man? Are those equivalent prohibitions? What do you say? No. Which is worse? We're going to have a vote. A flat-out vote. Which is worse? A Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman? Who thinks that's worse? Who thinks a Jewish woman and a non-Jewish man is worse? I'll ask the other way around. Who thinks that a Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman is worse? This is a 7-3 vote with many abstentions. Once again, Rabbi Osai, the smart money is often the minority view. Let me tell you. A Jewish man who lives with a non-Jewish woman, it's true, we may not find one of the Los Asays in the Torah. Maybe there wouldn't be any Malkus. But let's start with something preliminary. What happens to such a fellow? What happened historically to such a fellow? It happened once in the whole Torah. Pinchas. Pinchas, the man didn't live to see another day. What's that called? Kanoin Pogin Bo. Jewish man, non-Jewish woman.
Maybe that's only Farasya.
Okay, good question. Maybe it's only Farasya. Correct. Could be that Kanoin Pogin Bo is limited to Farasya. That the case was the case of Farasya. But in its discussion of that, I'll read it to you better from the Rambam. You can see in the Gemara too, but the Rambam, for me, has the first one's bigger letters. And also, it's easier to read, and maybe you'll even be lucky. Maybe you'll find it in Mishpat Amole. Rambam is found in Hilchos Yisuri Bia. Rambam is discussing weighing of various Yisurim. Perek Yud Beis in Hilchos Yisuri Bia, Halacha Yud Gimel. That's what the Rambam is making a value judgment, which is out of character for the Rambam to make these kinds of value judgments. Unfortunately, it's not in the Ein Mishpat Amalei. I'll read it to you. Al ye'avon ze kal b'yeinecha, me'she'ein bo malchus min ha'Torah. Don't think that if a Jewish man lives with a non-Jewish woman, there's no malchus in the Torah. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. He starts off by saying, Rabbi Osai, if he did it in public, kanoi in pogimbo, Halacha l'mosh v'sinai Pinchas and Zimri. Okay. Whole discussion. What happens if Tekanoim didn't touch him? And Bezin didn't touch him? Oncho mefurash v'divrei Kabbalah. Shupa kores. This is what's called, Rabbi Osai, kores v'divrei Kabbalah. Where do you see that? A pasuk in Yecheskel. Ki chilel Yehuda es kodesh Hashem ha-she'oev u'bo'al bas el necho yachres Hashem la'isha she'yasen er me'ona. Burr! Kores mi'divrei Kabbalah. Interesting question, Rabbi Osai. This kores mi'divrei Kabbalah, is it only b'farhesya? Like as kanoim pogimbo? Or should we say, no, b'kanoim pogimbo you require b'farhesya. But for Kores Midivrei Kabbalah, it shouldn't make one bit of difference whether it's done b'tzina or done b'farhesya. It says Boal Basel Necher. It doesn't say it did it b'farhesya. Shouldn't make a difference whatsoever. That's an interesting question. What will be the din? So if you look in the Frank Rambam, he tells you to look in many places. In Eben HaEzer, Simen Tes Zayin. And I ask you to see Eben HaEzer, Simen Tes Zayin. We'll just look for a minute and see what it says in those, in that source. Tells you to look, gotta look. Eben HaEzer, Simen Tes Zayin. That's a simen about intermarriage. Yes. Okay. The Chelkos Mechogik says, no, Kares Medivri Kabbalah is only Mefarhesia. Chelkos Machokek Sif Kotten Hey, because it goes on the Pasuk which came before. The Beis Shmuel, here in Sif Kotten Dalit, Kosta Beprisho Bach, Afilu Bo Bitsina. Against the Chelkos Machokek. So here's a minority view, the majority of the Beis Shmuel, Prish and Bach, say it is Kares Medivri Kabbalah even Bitsina. That makes, frankly, makes more sense to me, because it has nothing to do with that. When the Rambam articulates it, he writes as follows. The Rambam writes like this. The Rambam writes, this oven should not be kal b'einacha. You shouldn't think, you know, it's not a lav in the Torah. It's not a lav in the Torah. How bad can it be? What's so terrible? Take a look, Rabosai. You do have it in Mishpat Hamoleh, Halacha Zayin. It's not what I wanted to read to you. I wanted to read you Halacha Yud Gimel. But you can look at it in Halacha Zayin. That's what you have over here. Avon Zeh. Afo Pi She'en B'Misas Bezdin. Aye Kal B'Enecha. You see it inside? It's in page Yud Gimel towards the very end in our Mishpat Hamoleh. Ele Yesh Bo Hefzit She'en B'Kol Arayas Kamoso. What's that? Shabay Min Ha'erava B'No L'Chol Dover B'Klal Yisrael Nechshav. Afo Pi She'en Mamzer. Is the worst of error of all. But the kid's a guy. He repeats it again, Alocha Yud Gimel. Al ye avon ze kal b'enecha. No malchus min ha-Torah. He's talking about a shifcha now. The same thing. It's a kid's a guy. I both said this is correct. One could easily see a distinction. Like the three Talmidim, not like the seven, that it's much worse for a Jewish man to be with a non-Jewish woman than Fakert. Why? If the child is produced, Rabbi Osai, come on. If it's a Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman, the child is a goy. If it's a Jewish woman and a non-Jewish man, the child is a Jew. Who said so beferish? Who said so beferish? I'll read you among... If you look, if you have a Gemara Sanhedrin with all the Mefarshim in the back, you can see this idea both in the Mechamas Hashem, end of the Perek Ben Sora Morah, and in the Mukha Yosef. I don't want to carry a big Gemara up, so I carry a small volume. Because the Chidushi Aran, on that same daf in Sanhedrin, daf Ayin Dalid Amud Beis, and I'll read it to you verbatim. From the Ran, again, this Ran is not really the Ran, full disclosure. It's a Rishon who was in that same school as the Ran. He writes as follows. He's discussing Esther again. Esther. He says as follows. Afal gav di Yisrael abol akus zika kores. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, quoted by the Rambam. Mikomakom bakusi abol bas Yisrael lo shamano shia bakores. Vidinu. The Yisraelis hanivelos takusi bo yimashar acharev Yisrael. Avistrala Balakus is a Vladim Shakarabi Yakusi. Paul Basil Necha, Shinasakas Lavadazara. Ubas Yisra and the Velas the Kusi. Where's the Yisra come from? Where's the Yisra come from? He said what we saw in Tosis in Ksuba's Kipshuto. It's no din of Yahar Vayavar. When it comes to a Jewish woman who's married and a non Jewish man, where's the Yisra? Bezin shall shame gozru aleha. A gemona vodazor la medvavim in beis. And even if she was married, I feel like she's ish hanivalo lakusi ptura. Whoa, ptura, unbelievable. Ptura. You know what you just said? Adultery is the most serious aver in the world. Chayav misa, chayav kores, the works. No. Only if she has a Jewish boyfriend. She's very selective. When she cheats on her husband, she makes sure the guy's a goy. Very selective woman. She knows about Chush Haram. And she also knows because she becomes pregnant, kid's not a mamzer. Very smart. Nichz baruch shtus. But how does he know? Midrasha de eishes re'eu, v'lo eishes acherim. Right? It says, Eshes Re'eu. Now we know that to mean if a Jewish man lives with a woman who's married to a, quote, married to a goy, there's no problem. That's okay. He said the other way around. A woman who's Jewish and her husband is Jewish and lives with a non-Jewish man, that's also not, you can't go Re'eu. And he quotes himself back on Afnun Beis. He quotes it from the Ramban. He says, V'chein das a Rambam. I think it should be the Ramban, probably a typo. Wow. Wow. So there may not even be an Issa d'Oraisa. This led me on my fanciful flight to say, well, if there's no Issa d'Oraisa, no Issa d'Oraisa in this particular case, then why should the woman who did this act be Asura to a Kohen? Yes, it's true. According to the Rambam, Issa Zona has nothing to do with an Aveira. We saw that already. But we're going to go on to those who argue with the Rambam. That's our whole starting point. It's the Marashah. Yeah?
Isn't it because the man is
awesome? Oh. So here I came to a crashing crash when I looked in the Gemara on the Samaches. I think logically I could have been right. Just against the Gemara. Slight problem. Okay, it can't be against the Gemara. Chas v'sholem. What's the Gemara? Samaches amid beis. Let's see it again. Samaches amid beis, Rabosai. What does the Gemara say? You need. V'eima nivla l'pasul l'chai v'krisus. The last eight lines. Samaches amid beis on the Makaris. What's the kisiyam rachmanim? Harach dispe havaya. Chai v'krisus lavene havaya. The whole discussion, is it a zone or not a zone? I'm not going to there right now. Frek de Gemara. Ihochi akum ve'evet alo lifsalu. So it comes to a chi of kores. We can say it's osim ishim zona, fine. But as a guy is the best of all worlds. There's no chi of kores. And at the same time, Rabosai, not b'nei havaya. Cannot be included. Pasuk Aleph here in the Torah Sholem. Ubas Kohen ki siya li zah cannot possibly refer to a goy, not a bar havaya. So therefore, slip between the cracks. Living with a goy should be permissible for truma and for a Kohen. Moses says, no, sorry, Charlie. There's one more drush you didn't think of. Hanach pasi mid Rabbi Yishmol, Rabbi Yochan mishim Rabbi Yishmol. Minay la'akum ha'ever ha'bo bas Yisrael ha'koenes levia shepsalua. Shenemar uvas koyin kisia almana gusha, top of Samach Tesem and Aleph. Mish yesh almana zugereshin bo yotzu akum yeved shein almana zugereshin. Okay, Ashkan koyin Olivia itself, but oh, fine. They gave a teretz. So I wanted to say at first glance, okay, this is Rabbi Akiva speaking, but those who argue Rabbi Akiva can deny this too. The same way they can deny the Mishnah in Ksubas Yud Dalit, right? Came to a crashing halt, Rabosai, in the next Gemara. But the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara wants to know, this is true if you hold that Kisiyah means Kiddush. About the 10th line. Ul Rabbi Akiva the Omar, Ein Kiddushin Tovsin B'chai V'lav. That was the first day of the year. Akiva Shitas, it's considered a rites. Umay kisiya lishdar kiti boil. Kisiya must mean beer. It cannot be a kiddush. Salmono grusha lomeli. These three lines indicate to me, at least, that it's clear as day that according to Rabbi Akiva, the dinner we saw before, the nivela legoy, his puzzle, is 100% true. I don't see a way out of this. 100% true, according to Rabbi Akiva's, right? According to Rabbi Akiva's. I wanted to say, it's only Rabbi Akiva. This Gemara says, no. Rabbi Akiva, they have to have a different Russia. Clearly the ones who are darshaning this go against Rabbi Akiva. So I had this Havamina, it lasted me for days, and I was flying high with it, based on the Marsha, based on the Beis Yosef, and really about Marsha primarily, and I came to a crashing, devastating end. Plane took off and crashed. You could get the despair and give up. Chas v'shalom. There's more to be said. So before I end the shiur, I have only one question to ask you. Have any of you finished the Maror Makomos yet? If you finished, raise your hand. Nobody. Okay, so we'll hold off to do Maror Makomos till later, but you should try to finish them next few days if you can. Okay. Is there a minion for mincha? Who wants to have a mincha? Raise your hand. Yeah, this boat has a minion. Good.